Blog Talk Radio.
is like 1 or 2, but it come with this nothing new. I've been through the rain, so people I can't depend on. Your closest change ain't no such thing as real ones. Yeah, watch who's in your hand. Can't call no one your friend. They all lacking, they pretend. Yeah, it's like it's a new trend. Gotta watch who you let in. I don't think y'all understand. Don't move wrong. Watch who you let in, they move on. It's like you don't get no love until you gone. They say they want you to make it, but when you won't, your main dogs be the main ones. Yeah, they start to envy. You can't move the same, a little fame or make it risky. Your friend, a friend, your enemy. But I won't let it get to me. No weapons form will injure me, and I can feel the energy. So I'm changing lanes, turn for fame. Change. I thought you would stay the same. Gotta watch who I call my gang. You goofy, word and lame, but that's the price of fame. I won't bend over backwards for someone I can't put trust into. Lost friends is like 1 or 2, but it come with this nothing new. I've been through the rain, so people I can't depend on. Your closest change ain't no such thing as real ones. Yeah, watch who's in your hand. Can't call no one your friend. They all lacking, they pretend. Yeah, it's like it's a new trend. Gotta watch who you let in. I don't think y'all understand. Everybody switched, no, I can't think right, gotta watch my back, no, I can't sleep right, They all change, it make me sick, no, I can't eat right. Send him home, no, he can't be fine. I'ma put G in the G5, yeah. I watch my closest and my tightest, which is wet. Been chasing money, I ain't slept in a couple days. Some think it's funny, but I really go through pain. Journey been long, but I won't take back one day, yeah. So I'm changing lanes, go, turn for fame, go, change for change. I thought you would stay the same. Gotta watch who I call my gang. You goofy, word and lame, but that's the price of fame. I won't bend over backwards for someone I can't put trust into. Lost friends is like 1 or 2, but it come with this nothing new. I've been through the rain, so people I can't depend on. Your closest change ain't no such thing as real ones. Yeah, watch who's in your hand. Can't call no one your friend. They all lacking, they pretend. Yeah, it's like it's a new trend. Gotta watch who you let in. I don't think y'all understand. I got a, I got a slip. I got a, yeah. I got a V on my back and my drip, you can't match. I've been chasing the bag, I ain't chasing no rap. You ain't my slut, so you don't get no dap. No new friend, that's a rap, and I swear that's no cap. You ain't the gang, then I'm cordial. But if you cross the line, then my gang is torture. I make up some horseshoe, constantly dripping, it feel like a sport. Hell can't it rush, so I put it in sport. Never complaining, it make too much noise. Community gated, I paid a little more. Glad that I made it, was having before. Ain't no accord, ain't no slam in my door. I heard they was sleep on the boy, let them snort. Yo, man wanna feast on the boy, that's of course. Now I'm in Vegas, I call it vacation. Feet up at the Aria, going on board. Matt Black, Bentley, only driving in the city. And I got the baddest with me, wanna go up, it's windy. She wanna wear my chain, so I told her she was silly. And she with her on a plane, cause she can't get caught with me. With her only plane in the goose when it's chilly. She said that I was lame, cause I ain't catch feelings. No, I can't catch killing. Got contingent for the ceiling. She ain't leaking, on the rulers, can't sign for $1 million. I mean, I can't sign for less. You see the nine on my chest. The way that it dance in the glitz, they might wanna take it, we see how that ends. Not easy to set up, you weird, you get spit. You think that's too tough, with that last bar hit. You can't try your luck, but I won't take the risk. You can't try your luck, but I won't take the risk.
I wanna see you try, no cap.
Run through the back end. This ain't rap cap, boy, I'm heaven. I can run through it, cause it come back in. Look at the fit, yeah, I blew it on fashion. Give me all caps, my bank confuses too many transactions. Y'all need to stop rapping, y'all don't got no talent. Ain't no progression, y'all boys looking stagnant. While I'm spilling, dripping, I'm talking whole gallons.
Let's go.
Y'all ain't know I was just hard. I hopped out my shell to my bag, I'm a star. My suit Chanel and my car double R. But I got a track off when I'm going far. Stop playing with me, I've been covered too long. Yeah, I've been the hardest, y'all just wasn't woke. But I done got harder, cause I done got grown. Ain't no more time to play, yeah, it's my time to blow. Man, stop playing with me, dog. Let's
All right, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, sometimes 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific. But we have a special guest on the line with us tonight. I'm excited about it. We ain't had a guest. Well, we have had a guest, but not a recording artist, so that's always special, you know.
Yeah, switching it up a little bit, you know, getting guests from every genre to talk about everything, but we back to our roots, you know what I'm saying, recording artists. Young Q9, man. Kid got some heat, too, man. Looking forward to talking to him about it, for sure.
For sure, for sure. And then, if this is your first time listening, again, this is Jermaine DePlease. Global 14, the click via global14.com. So that's how we want to spin it. Tonight, we just dropped and played a couple of records, actually. We just played Different Bags, No Such Real Thing, D-Long, 50 Bars. I mean, it just goes on and on. He has an extensive catalog. He's actually on the line with us right now. So let's go ahead and just budge him on. Let's get straight to it. Q, what's up?
How y'all doing? What's going on?
We're good. Thank you again for checking in with us during quarantine.
Yeah, definitely in quarantine.
We
want to.
Right. And where are you calling us from, by the way? Because we know you're from Detroit, but where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from Detroit, at home in Detroit, not going outside, staying away from everybody.
There you go. There you go, Q. Don't let them trick you outside, man. Shit's going on outside. We in the crib. The crib's where it's at right now.
Yeah, it's real scary out there right now.
For real.
Nah, it really is. And then I know you've been doing this for quite some time. It seems like a while, but you're young as well. Can you share with our audience that isn't familiar with you, how old are you?
I'm 16 years old, yeah.
Wow.
So check this out. For the audience that's listening, young man, 16 years old, still got the wherewithal and the mind frame to know what's going on outside. You feel me? So we know we've seen a lot of images online. As soon as they said the states was open, everybody want to be outside in each other's face. Listen, it's scary out there. There's a lot of things going on. Not saying that you can't go outside, but if you're going to go outside, just take precaution. You know, every age group, you know what I'm saying? It's very serious, man. It's a lot of us dying out there. So I'm glad to hear the young brother taking it seriously, for sure. I'm sure he's still getting his business done, but he's taking it seriously. So shout out to Q9 for that. And y'all should listen out there to what he just said. Stay safe, man.
Stay home.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm very impressed by that. Thank you very much for that. So let's kind of get into it, because we know you have this new project, and we just played three records off of it, but then we took it back with the B-Log from last year. But like you said, you've been doing this for a long time. Can you kind of give us a little bit of background about, like, when you first started into the music industry, and, like, where did it even come from, the inspiration to do it?
So the inspiration for me to do music, one of my cousins, he always had a studio in his basement, and we would always just go over there. And then one day I just picked it up from always being around it. And then once I seen that I had the swag and the confidence to do it, I was like, man, we might as well try to do it. When we tried, it worked.
Wow. Okay. Just tried it and it worked. That I'm with that. Like, I like that it worked for you. How did your parents feel when you said, hey, this is what I'm going to start doing and this is what I want to pursue?
They was very supportive. They started looking for shows, gave me studio time, gave me on little small talent shows around the city, and really gave me out there. So they was always supportive.
That's dope. And so with that obviously comes, you know, labels calling and people taking interest and all of that. And how did that kind of go about?
When I first, the very first deal, was when I was around 12. So around that, they were still really supportive about it. And we really was, like, kind of careful with the deal situations. We was making sure we was having people read over the contracts and wasn't just signing, you feel me, just signing contracts to sign them. So when it all happened, we was kind of educated on what we had to do, what we needed to do right.
Wow. Another I hope people are taking notes, you know what I'm saying, especially when we drop this and distribute it everywhere, because there's a lot of that just going around just signing and not kind of paying attention to what's going on. So that's really, really dope. Okay. So then you had something go viral, you know, which is a lot of artists' dream these days. The Q9, was it Splash Challenge?
Yeah, the Splash Challenge.
Could be. Okay. So how did you feel when you saw everybody kind of picking and taking to that, like, okay, what we're doing is really working?
It felt good. That was, like, really one of my first records, really one of my big records that was out. It felt real good to have our to have the youth dancing, and that's really the song that kind of got me out there, really.
Right. And are you familiar with Fresh Empire and that whole, like, performance series?
Yeah, definitely. I did a few shows of Fresh Empire out in Detroit.
Oh, my gosh, so dope. I thought so. Okay, cool. And for those of people that aren't familiar with Fresh Empire, can you let them know? Because that's a major thing. So congratulations to you for making that roster, by the way. I don't know if people understood what that is. Can you share with them what Fresh Empire is and how important that was?
Fresh Empire is this team that really supports no smoking for the youth, because, you know, the youth like to smoke vapes and like to just experiment. So they really pushing the movement of not smoking, don't smoke. And so when we did that, they reached out and we did a couple shows and promoted don't smoke, no smoking, and things like that.
Dope. And so then, you know, I want to ask you, how do you balance, or how were you balancing before quarantine, school and going to the studio and all of these shows?
I was homeschooled, so it was kind of easy for me to dibble and dabble into different things, because I can, with my homeschool, I can kind of do the work kind of when I want to and catch up when I need to, so. That was always a big help, me being able to do it whenever I could.
Okay, dope.
Real dope.
What's your, I would say, out of all the things with the industry now, and even though you being young, you can probably see how much it changes on a week-to-week basis, and now especially with the quarantine. What would you say has been the most challenging for you thus far in your journey?
I would say the most challenging would be kind of growing up in the industry and kind of like changing the style of my music. That would kind of be the hardest thing I would have to say, because like some things you grow out of and some things you have to grow out of. So I feel like that would be the hardest thing, switching topics and making music for all ages but still growing up while doing it. So making music for people around your age, making music for the younger kids, stuff like that. That's really the only challenging thing I face so far.
Yes. I'm glad you said that, because even with your catalog, when we going back and just doing our research and listening to the music, we can hear obviously the transition from it go from, you know, you got the dance records, you know, you having a good time, and now you like, listen, if you ain't keeping it real, I don't want you in my circle, I don't need you in my team, and it's just like.
Yeah.
You starting to come with it, and I really like that. No such thing as real ones. Tell us the inspiration behind that record.
The inspiration behind that record was really just like, it's a lot of friends out here that's around you for the wrong reasons. So I was just telling everybody, like, there's really no such thing as a real one. Be careful who y'all trust. Be careful who y'all let in. That's really a big problem right now that's going on. A lot of people's friends crossing.
Listen, all ages. Golden, we were just talking about that.
That's not something that's age specific right there, but it's a great topic to touch on, especially with things going on like the young man has going on, you know, ascending in the music industry. And he touched on something just a little while ago that I kind of want to expand on a little bit, and that's growing up in the industry. Now, your craft is growing, of course. We could hear it in the bars. We could hear it in what you're talking about. Tell me about the industry. things that you have to deal with in the industry that you are saying, you know what, maybe I wish I didn't have to deal with this when I was younger and I don't like dealing with it, or I'm glad I don't have to deal with it anymore because I'm older. What's certain things in the industry that kind of turned you off or turned you on when you got older?
Certain things in the industry is just like, once you in it, they kind of like, they kind of don't want you to make mistakes and forget that you're young and you're going to make mistakes. So when you make the mistake, you're treated as if you're grown and you should know better, but sometimes you don't know better. That's kind of one of the things I really didn't like about the industry at a young age. It's like, I know you got to be held accountable for mistakes, but sometimes that kid never went through that. He don't know that that's something he ain't supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's an excellent answer because it's so real. I think sometimes these kids become commodities to these folks and, you know, just something to push to make money and forget that they're actually young. Then they're going to make mistakes. And they're going to make mistakes while they're making you money. Was there any specific instance that you could recall where you actually made a mistake or anything that you would want to talk about? If you don't, that's fine. Where you made a mistake and you felt that, you know, cut me a little bit of slack. I'm still young.
I wouldn't say it was incidents that I would say cut me some slack, because every incident that I was wrong in, I took accountability for it. So I wouldn't really say that it was an incident that I was like, no, I hold me accountable, because anything I've ever done, I took accountability for.
Nice, nice. Yo, I listen to your music, and I'm sitting, when Onyx said it to me, I'm sitting there saying to myself, okay, I know the brother got some strong influences, and he's very versatile, dance music, but then you can hear that he could really rap, you know? So usually when people that start young, they start young and they have influences, right? What are some of your main influences when it comes to rap? Is it a dance rapper? Is it a lyrical rapper? Who do you like listening to in your spare time?
Right now, the only person I've been listening to lately is Lil Baby. That's one of my favorite artists. I would say Lil Baby and Drake, too. Drake is definitely hard. Just the way he play with words. I always like the way he play with words. And I can say a lot of inspiration comes from him as well.
Nice, nice. Now, I know, because you've been in the game, young, you know, handsome young dude. You know, the girls want to know. I know they listening to the interview, your fans. You got a specific type you like, man? You got a specific type of woman that you like? You know, or you like them all? You know, they got to be funny. They got to be nice. Like, what attracts you to any type of young female
out
there? I
knew you were
going
to say that.
I got to ask him that, because he going to encounter these people, you know what I'm saying? So what we want to make sure is the fans know what's his type, you know what I'm saying? He might not have what he might. We don't know yet.
Yeah. I only think I have a type. I just, like, one thing that I require is just, like, nobody who's around for the wrong reasons. Like, no female who's just coming around to leech or for even any beneficial reasons. Just somebody who actually there. But I don't think I have a type.
There you go. So all you got to be is real. You got to keep it real with Q9. If you're going to be around for the right reasons, the real reasons. You might have to work and help him out. You know what I'm saying? He might need you for something. And if you're there, hold him down. You know what I'm saying? I just had to get that out there, man, because you're going to encounter a lot of this. You probably already did, man. You probably got one of those running through the mall stories already. Yo,
yeah,
we want to get on a more serious note, though, with him. And we talked about this a little bit earlier. And even though you're 16, Q, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. And rappers have the strongest voices out here, man. These musicians, these entertainers, when it comes to a lot of the news out here. And I don't know if you keep your ear to the news, but are you one of those artists or entertainers that will speak on, you know, different things that go on in our community? Have you ever been attracted to that side? Are you just like, you know what, man, I just want to rap, have a good time. I really don't even want to pay attention to that stuff when it comes to my music.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say I would speak on it, because I wouldn't, like, you feel me? I wouldn't see myself really, because I don't feel like I'm really old enough to speak on certain situations. So, but my ears always open, always know everything that's going on. you know. But I just wouldn't say all the time I would be speaking on it, really. But I definitely
gotcha.
Always in tune with what's really going on in my community.
Gotcha. There's nothing wrong with that at all, man. Especially, you know, you young, you having a good time and doing your thing, but keeping your ears open. That's where it's at, man. So Detroit,
right. Man,
you come from a long line, a lineage out there of some spitters, some great artists. We're talking from Royce the 5'9", Eminem, even to the dudes that, you know, Sada Baby, you know, Grizzly, all these guys, man, these are punchline guys. And they got certain type of rhymes that they do. You ever work with any of your dudes in Detroit? Are you aspiring to work with any of the guys in Detroit? You got some coming up with any of those guys? Because I think Detroit gets lost, but, man, there's some huge dope rappers out of Detroit, man. They just got their own lanes. But if you listen to their projects, they knocking like 80% of the people out of the box that's in the industry, man. Shout out to all those Detroit guys that got their own sound, man, and they got their own cadence, too. You working with any of them brothers outside in your city?
Not yet, but definitely I'm trying to get something in with Sada Baby. Definitely soon.
Nice.
So, now, I haven't worked with anyone yet, but that's one of the first people I do want to work with, Sada Baby.
Dope. You ever, what's your recording process like, Q? We know a lot of kids got, you know, what they like to do. Maybe they write to the beat, or some people like to come up with ideas, then think of music. You like to get tracks from people and then write to those. What's your recording process like?
Usually my recording process is, it goes by how I feel that week. So if I'm feeling a certain way that week, I get in the studio, and then when I get in the studio, I'll start looking for beats. And I don't really write no more. I kind of do like bar for bar. So I just keep punching through the whole song, and that's how I've been doing it lately.
Wow. That's extremely impressive, especially with this project Testimony, because you've got some back-to-back-to-back-to-back. What made you name it Testimony?
I felt like I was just telling everybody my story, like the side they never hear, because I never really go too deep in music, or I didn't go too deep in music before I dropped Testimony. So it was just kind of me telling my story that people kind of never heard before.
And how receptive have your fans been to that transition? Do you find that they're more engaged, or they're like, oh, we want to dance again? How are they vibing with it so far?
Oh, they've been loving it. It's like I got like one of the best fan bases in the world, man. Whenever I transition, they moving with me. I haven't really experienced no hate. A lot of what I was seeing a lot was, wow, I didn't know all this happened. I couldn't even tell all this was going on. So, but I do got one of the best fan bases. So they always going to adapt with me and always show love.
Yeah, shout out to your fans, because when we put the post up of you coming on, like, they came to the page, we got a couple followers. I was like, wow, like, this is crazy. Like, we
had
only been up for
maybe
a minute. Right, we didn't get a chance.
Shout out
really
to
good.
Good.
Yeah, they're really, like, in tune. Well, with that being said, let's see how well they really, really know you real quick. What's one thing that your fans may be surprised to know about you that you haven't yet revealed? Maybe a hobby or, you know, something, one of your favorites. What's one thing they'd be surprised about?
I feel like they'd be surprised on my height now, because last time they were really seeing me is when I was kind of shorter, and everyone thought I was going to stay short forever. So I feel like they'd be surprised. And then figure out I didn't grow a little bit.
That growth spurt.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
All right, so I heard him. So yeah, you got tall in y'all. Okay, dope. And some of your visuals, I've seen you with a little basketball in your hand. Are you nice on the court, or was that just for visual? What was that?
Definitely. I was supposed to go to the NBA, but you know, rap kind of took over everything.
It has a way of doing that. Rap will change, of course. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What's your position?
I'm sorry, you broke up. What you said?
Oh, what position do you play on the court?
Oh, when I played, I ran guard.
Guard.
Okay.
So
okay.
You know, we gotta know who your squad are. You from Detroit?
Yeah, we gotta get into it.
Your squad, or who you running with?
The Pistons ain't really been doing nothing. But right now, I would say Giannis in the Bucks, man. I'm loving the Bucks right now.
Nice, nice. Yeah, Giannis is a beast, man. Giannis is a beast. I'm a big LeBron James fan, so, you know, people always get on me. Wherever he go, I go. I'm one of those dudes, man.
I'm the same. I go with you.
He wasn't feeling it. He was like, you can't do that.
Not for real. Well, shout out to him, though, man. He's a GOAT.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But Giannis is a beast, man. I was really looking forward to this NBA season and these playoffs, man. But unfortunately, you know, the pandemic came about. Hopefully, we could still get an end of the season. But I think it was going to be a nice.
LeBron was
going to
win this year, too.
Oh, you thought so?
Yeah, LeBron was definitely going to win. They stacked over there.
Bro, I was so hoping. I couldn't wait to see him win another trophy with another team. I thought it was the year. And hopefully it comes back and it still happened. But, man, when they cut that season, when the season had to get cut, I was like, oh, we was on the way. They just had beat the Clippers and they just had beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
I was like, this is Bron showing everybody what playoff Bron about to do. And then, boom, the pandemic.
Right. Some week, none of us can prepare for that. So, Q, outside of music, is there, because I feel like with music industry, we've stayed busy. I mean, I'm speaking for me and a lot of people that I know, but what about yourself? Has your quarantine time been, how have you been passing your time?
I've just been learning how to do new things. With the quarantine going on, I recently put a studio in my room, so I've been messing around with that, figuring out how to engineer. I really know how to engineer. Just figuring out how to mix and everything. And that really been taking up all my time, learning how to do this stuff.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That mixing the master. I was just messing with the microphone earlier. Yeah, that's crazy. That'll definitely take some hours out of your day. Well, I think, you know, even let's talk more about the testimony project. What would you say, if you have, is your favorite record on the Testimony Project, and why?
I would say Forced to Sin is one of my favorites on the project, just because how deep it is and how relatable it is, and I see how it affected everybody. So I definitely say that's my favorite off the Testimony Project.
Right. And with all your extensive talent, and like Golden was saying earlier, like, you know, you're very wise for your age, just by the way. I mean, we're very impressed by you're just very mature, and you seem to have your ear to the streets, like you mentioned earlier, with what's going on. Do you have any interest at some point going forward to do maybe any documentaries, reality TV, movies? Do you have any interest on that side in the entertainment?
I actually just finished filming a movie right before the pandemic started and everything, and then I was finna start filming another movie, then the pandemic kind of took off. So, but yeah, definitely want to get into films more. And I don't know about the documentary yet. I don't feel like I did enough yet for a documentary, but hopefully I have.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah, he got a little bit more living to do for the documentary, for sure. But we don't want to.
Well, I mean, you know, like a little vlog.
Yeah. You know, everybody's
like
doing that.
Vlog.
Everybody's doing that for sure. You into the TikTok stuff? Q, you into the TikTok stuff? You making a lot of videos on TikTok?
I ain't really been making a lot, but I dabbled in it because we ain't had nothing else to do. So I definitely made a few TikToks, but haven't done a lot.
That's what's up. Yeah, I've seen a lot of challenges pop up to a lot of people's songs, and I was wondering, was you cooking up something in your head to probably hit them with so they could do some challenges on TikTok?
Yeah, definitely. I don't really like, I ain't really like trying to force the thing, but if I drop a song and they latch on to it dancing-wise, yeah, definitely. I love it.
There you go. It's got to be organic.
I know. See, he got it, don't he? He got it. He gets it. Like, you can't force that. You can tell when it's like a forced wave, you know? Like a forced challenge.
Yeah. People told me Drake forced it. I said, but he's still going to go number one with it. They like,
yeah,
he
forced Pussy Slide. I said, it's still going number one. He know it.
Right. Right. Cool. Well, with this testimony project out right now, you're pushing it. What are your plans for, not to put it on you, but what can we anticipate moving forward for your next project? Like a time frame or not?
Getting ready to, I'm finishing up my EP as we speak. I think I have like 2 songs left. I think I'm going to drop a 7 song EP either, I think in like 2 months. So hopefully the pandemic
will be
over. Around the summertime, I'm definitely going to drop another project though.
Nice. It sounds like an exclusive because I didn't see that nowhere. So y'all heard
that. Yeah,
anybody that's listening. That's what's up. We like to be first. Everybody, be on the lookout within a 2 to 3 month time frame. Yeah, that's a new EP coming. That's what's up. And then with you being up and coming, and you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to reach out and work with you. What is your process? Can they just pick you up and say, hey, can we do a record, you know, outside of Detroit or producers? How do they reach you and begin to network and try to work with you?
Yeah, definitely. I got an email in my bio, but then sometimes I don't always see the email because there's like a lot going on in the email. So if I don't respond to you, DM me. I go through my DMs daily. So if I see, I just responded to a guy as well for one. So if you guys ever want to do something in y'all and I don't email y'all back, just DM me on Instagram and I'm going to, make some work.
That's what's up. That's all you up and coming producers, you producers that's already established, hit him up in his DM, man. Make some magic during this quarantine, man. It's a lot of people just working, getting creative during this quarantine, man. Some real magic could be made during this quarantine, for real. Put the energy into something dope. Come up with something nice. Put it out to the world.
All right.
For sure. What do you think would be for you? And I don't know if I'm going too far in advance, but what do you see yourself in the next couple of years here after quarantine, obviously?
Next couple of years, I definitely want to be one of the biggest out. Definitely. That's been a goal for a minute now, and I kind of got my brain set on it. So definitely one of the biggest artists out. Movies. All types of things going on in the next couple of years. Got to be huge in the next couple of years.
That's what's up. Big aspirations, big goals, you know, and really obtainable, you know. There's so much, so many networks, so many shows that's being greenlit, movies that's being greenlit. You got Netflix, you know, some of the best movies is on Netflix and so many different platforms. So I definitely think you could hit that in stride for sure. How'd you like the show that was on Netflix with the artist? Did you see it? The one with T.I., Cardi B, and Chance the Rapper?
Yeah, definitely. I liked that show a lot. It kind of reminded me of like a grown rap game kind of type of thing.
Absolutely. It was like a more mature rap game, especially since they got into those artist backgrounds and stuff like that. But I thought it was real dope, man, and I watched every episode. So looking forward to more stuff like that. Would you ever deal with any show like that? Would you ever like to be on any show like that?
I don't think I would do a show like that.
Got you.
I don't know why. I just never really had the urge to do a show like that.
Got you. Now, there's a lot of people that they want to stay away from you.
It's not for everybody. I was going to ask you about the rap game, too. So I'm glad you touched on that, because I'm pretty sure Jermaine Dupri knows who you are. There's no way he missed it.
Shout out to
JD. that's all they did was just, you know, that was their goal. So that's super dope. But yeah, that's good to know. That's good to know. What's the first thing you're gonna do when quarantine is when they say, "Hey, y'all can go outside. It's finally safe." You know, what's your first day out look like?
First day out. Hopefully, I'll be dropping my project and then pushing that because we really didn't get an opportunity to push a testimony because once it came out, the pandemic just started going crazy around the world. So hopefully once this is over, we can push testimony a bit and get my next project out and started going crazy.
That's it, man.
It was the work that was created. Yeah, man. And you know what's funny is even when it's they say it's opened up, we're going to let y'all go first. Anybody that wants to go first? We're going to wait till the coast is clear.
Yeah,
right,
I'm scared of the
right.
airport, man. I might be driving everywhere. Scared of the airport.
Yes, me too.
Yo, I just told my boy that. I said, for some reason, the airports are the scariest. And the reason I say this, and I won't take it to a crazy tangent, but COVID almost took out one of my best homies. And thank God he's still here with us. He recovered in the hospital after being in the hospital for days and days. But he took a flight right when the shit was happening, man. And after that, man, the airports have just been like, I don't know, man. I don't know about these ports.
Mm-hmm.
Airports, there's so many people coming in and out. You never know.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear you say it, especially, you know, just being your age. I have friends that'll be 16 in January. They're not too far, you know, from you, but and they you know, they're vibing on the same. Like, nah, we cool. We staying inside. And we ain't going nowhere. You know, so I'm glad to hear that y'all are taking this a lot more serious than the adults, actually, right? They on the beach and doing a lot.
They bugging out right now. For real, they bugging out.
But, well, I mean, I would like to say, you know, we really just appreciate getting to know you. And I'm glad that we actually had this time to do it before it got to be too, your schedule got to be just to where we can't keep up, because we would love to catch you at a show when things, you know, obviously are on the up and up. And, because it's exciting. And we've seen some of your performances, too. So let's, you know, if you guys aren't familiar, definitely go get familiar. It's going to be a show. And that's one of the things that I think is missing these days, too. So that hats off to you for all the hard work, the good music. We like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate you.
Oh, man, listen, man, it was great having you on. You could tell the intelligence and even the maturity. You know, sometimes growing up in the industry, you know, you mature a little bit faster because there's a lot that's put on you. But you could tell that you take it in stride real well, real nicely. And we wish you much continued success, brother. Get out here, shock the world. Get all your dreams that you want. Grab them, man. It's right there in front of you. We're going to be here to support you whenever you want to come back. Talk about a new project you got going on, new movie you got coming out. You're more than welcome, man.
Definitely. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me. Y'all keep going up.
And thank you. And before you go, can we get a drop to your favorite record on the album? We're going to play that Force to Sin. Again, Testimony. Actually, wait a minute. Tell them where they can get Testimony and where they can follow you. We tripping. Let them know how to find you.
Y'all
where to get everything.
Y'all can get Testimony everywhere y'all listen to music at. It's out on all digital streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Amazon. And then y'all can follow me everywhere at Q9SAE. Q-U-E, the number 9SAE.
That's what's up. All right, if we could just get a quick radio drop for Force to Sin, and then we'll go ahead and play the record and ride out to that. And thank you so much again.
What up, though? It's your boy Q9. This is my brand new record, Force to Sin. Let's turn up.
Adam slide, make the beat slide.
Mama never hug her son again. 17 years old, I know it's wrong, we dying young again. Die before we grow, what's going on? We gone before we live. Not just a song, we moving wrong. It's like we forced to sin. You catch a body, you get praised. But that's another family who lost someone to the grave. Think it's cool until they going through the same. You ain't gotta listen, but just think about your pain. I ain't here to preach a change, however you live. Killing over change, and I swear I don't get it. I got a cousin going over money, can't you the realest. I keep losing the ones who love me, swallow my feelings. We go to our first funeral when we young.
paid. Now both of their mamas gonna miss me. It's crazy they both the same age. 17 and they just started living. I wish I could see Katie Faye. When I see you in a casket, I was tripping. When I see you in a casket, I was tripping. Katie, I miss you. I got a cousin gone, his mama never hug her son again. 17 years old, I know it's wrong, we dying young again. Die before we grow, what's going on? We gone before we live. Not just a song, we moving wrong. It's like we forced to sin. You catch a body, you get praised. But that's another family who lost someone to the grave. Niggas think it's cool until they going through the same. You ain't gotta listen, but just think about your pain. My baby cousin lost his brother right in front of him. I know he loved him, wanna hug him, it did something to him. Watch who you trust, and when you up, man, it's like sink or swim. And when you up, it ain't no love, they tryna leash for real. Katie only wanted pain, see his father from Craig face. I know he's feeling it the most, he gotta live without his bro. Tell me why these hate, they took my cousin right from me. Or they did it, I don't know. Katie, I love you while you go. I got a cousin gone, his mama never hug her son again. 17 years old, I know it's wrong, we dying young again. Die before we grow, what's going on? We gone before we live. Not just a song, we moving wrong, it's like we forced to sin. You catch a body, you get praised. But that's another family who lost someone to the grave. Think it's cool until they going through the same. You ain't gotta listen, but just think about your pain. It's like we forced to sin. It's like we forced to sin.
So you guys heard the interview that was with Cube 9, by the way. That's QUE 9. And we just played one of his favorites off of his new project, Testimony, called Force to Sin. And like he said, definitely a favorite because of how deep he's going in the lyrics. I mean, I just enjoy the project as a whole. I've enjoyed him. I think he's very, it's just a great interview. I think he's great. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does, especially growing up. You know what I mean? To see like the growth.
That's very well-rounded young brother, grounded, you know what I'm saying? And it's always good when kids grow up into the industry, you know, and they keep their head about themselves. You know, there's a lot of, you know, stories where kids don't keep their head in the game. You know, there's a lot that comes at them, and he seems to be taking it all in stride in the right way. So shout out to Q9, man, Detroit native. A lot of dope rappers come out Detroit. I like that he said he's going to do something with Sada, man. I like Sada and how, you know, his energy, what he do. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing his ascension, but I'm sure that young brother is going to be all right in this game. He's going to make some noise and more than he already is. So it was good to have him on here, you know, see how mature he is for his age when it comes to this game and knowing who he wants around him, you know, females, real males, real, just be real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's an important thing, man, because this game is full of a lot of craziness. So shout out to Q9, man. It's always good to interview young brothers on the come up that, intelligent as well when it comes to their craft. So, you know, we got to celebrate those dudes.
Yes, being talented and multifaceted, you know, with the two movies and wanting to do more. And like he said, well, I'm trying to learn how to mix and match.
just staying out of quarantine, you know, making sure he stay home, making sure he stay safe, healthy, building up his studio, you know, learning things, you know, when he's going to come out better. Yes. He's going to come out from this better. Yes. And that's what everybody should aspire to do. When they're, when we all going through this, let's come out better. You know, let's make sure we come out. And then when we do come out, we come out better. We can't ask for anything else. You know what I mean? Stay prayed up. You know, get some hobbies, learn some crafts, go on the internet, learn some things, you know. I think that's the best way to use our time at this point.
Absolutely. Well, we'll definitely be back. You know, we got a lot of breaking news coming up, so we'll be back with that. But you guys, yes, Q9, make sure you follow him at QUE9SAE. Let me make sure I said that right. QUE9SAE. Make sure you guys just following him and engaging with him. Do it now before. And like you said, he's checking the DM. So, hey, It is what it is. Well, let's ride out to one of my, like I said, I got a couple of little joints from this testimony. I'm not going to hold y'all. I got a couple of them I'm rocking with. So this different bag, I'm gonna go ahead and play that joint on the way out. We'll be back.
Yeah, I like that joint.
With the news. Yes. And that's how I'm feeling. Yeah, different bag, you know. But so I had to drop this different bag record on the way out. We'll be back with more breaking news and more episodes. But before Tina Cut.
Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. I'm in a whole different bag now, huh? These niggas going all sad and it's making me mad and turn me to a cash cow. If she fine, make her my vibe. Ice out, shout out to Cash Out. I can't sign, no other line for less than am I lash out. No, sir. I trip. Got a lot of seeds on all the crib. Nigga got freeze on this drip. If he try to reach for his lip. Told her I had to go and she said so I left but she having a fit. I need tip for a show. Pet her notes. Spit on the card as a fit. Got it. I can't respond to you, send a deposit. I got my water on me, then I faucet. The back is too big, it won't fit in my pocket. I need an M to make up for my losses. She don't need makeup, she pretty and flawless. The J had landed way too fast, so I'm nauseous. I know that they envy, so I'm being cautious. I'm in a brand new bag. You was not dripping, you tripping that swag. Go grab my check and I get it in cash. Mama complaining, I'm driving too fast. But I can't help it, cause I'm in the cap. I to buzz on the bezel just to make her mad. No, I can't bless you if you ain't my slap. When I blow, then we blow. I put us on the map, let's go. I'm in a whole different bag now, These niggas going all sad and it's making me mad and turn me to a cash cow. If she fine, make up my vibe, ice out, shout out to Cash Out. I can't sign, no other line for less than am I lash out. I trip, got a lot of seeds on all the crib. Nigga got freeze on this drip. If he try to reach for his lip, told her I had to go and she said so I left but she having a fit. I need tip for a show, pet her notes, spit on the card as a fit. Let's go. I tell my mind I need 20 a show. Go the whole bag and don't trip, I got mo. They asked you what got it to meet up with cold, but I've been the hardest, I just think I grown. My neck getting heavy on VVS stones. You can diamond test me, I already know. If she starts to stress me, I leave her alone. I ain't a come up, so no, I can't go. Yeah, she know I'm half been wealthy. And I'm having cheese, and then I'ma leave and walk out the door, she left. Double on my keys, and I drop the top so I can embrace my blessing. No more features for free, yeah, they gotta stop. Please don't ask no questions. Let's go. I'm in a whole different bag now, These niggas going all sad, and it's making me mad and turn me to a cat.